In this portion of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I spoke with Dell Cummings from Meriden, Connecticut. He and his wife, Vicky, both have 8 finishes and love the General Clinton race.
Tell me, how did you get into paddling and when?
Oh, let's see. We've been paddling for fun for, you know, most of our lives. We started racing about 10, 11 years ago, and we just went to a local race near us, and people were super friendly, and it seemed like a great thing to get involved in, and that's what started, and we're still doing it.
So what age were you when you started the actual racing?
No, we were, let's see, in our 40s.
When did you hear about the General Clinton Canoe Regatta?
Well, I grew up in upstate New York, so I've known about it since I was a kid.
What made you decide to try this 70-mile trek down the river?
Well, you know, once we got involved in the New England races, it's obviously a very well-known race and is kind of one of the pinnacle races of canoe racing. So after we did a year or two of local races, all our friends and racers from New England encouraged us to give it a shot.
What was your experience the first time down?
Oh, it was first you ask yourself if you can do it, and you tend to over-prepare. You try to worry about every possible thing that could happen, and, you know, you have way too much food and stuff like that. But the water was pretty good that year, and so it turned out fine.
How did you feel when you got to the finish line after 70 miles?
Well, you're exhausted, that's for sure.
Were you pleased at your finish that year?
Yeah, we did really well. We kind of surprised ourselves. We raced in the amateur class, and I believe that first year we did, I think we might have come in second.
You've done it 8 years now. Have you done it together for 8 years?
No, we tend to do it every other year together, then pick up another partner for the off years. And so, yeah, we've had a little bit of variety along the way.
And what is it like when you paddle with another partner? Is it a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's pretty stressful, so it's always a memorable experience, whoever you do it with. Vicky's been doing it with other women for a lot of the years, and I tend to do it with another guy. And, you know, you're in amongst different boats than you're used to paddling with.
Some people like to just do it to say they've done it each time, but are you competitive and looking to win each year?
Yeah, some years more than others. You know, it's all a matter of how much time your job allows you to practice. You know, it's canoe racing. If you don't put the hours in, there's just no way to do well. So it's always a juggling act of how many hours you can get in before the race.
Do you plan to do it every year? Memorial Day weekend comes around, and this is what the Cummings are doing?
Yeah, for the foreseeable future, like I say, as long as the time allows us to put the hours in, it's something we look forward to.
Have you made a lot of friends along the way at this race?
Yeah, during the race, it's not uncommon to, you know, once people kind of settle themselves out, you might be paddling a large part of the race with the same clump boats. And so usually people, I might say we talk all the time, but certainly it's usually a pretty friendly crowd. And so every year you probably make a few new friends, whoever's in that clump of boats with you.
Dell, what is your best finish?
Oh, probably my best finish was a few years ago. I paddled with Brent Lysak, and we finished 10th in the pro class.
What was that like? How different was that for you?
Well, you're in people that really know their stuff, and so the tactics of the race become much, much more important. It's not only just how fast you paddle, but timing when you put a burst of speed on and that sort of thing. So it's more mentally challenging in addition to physically challenging as well.
If you do a top 10 in the pro race at the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, that's really something to wave your flag about.
Well, it helps to have a really strong partner.
Do you have a goal of the 700-mile club or the 1,400-mile club?
Well, we're getting close to the 700-mile club. We got one more year to go after this year, assuming we complete things this year. So, yeah, it'll be a neat thing to do. Who knows after that? 1,400-mile club, we got another at least 10 more years after that. So we'll see. You know, a lot of our friends, they've done it at least that number of times. You know, folks like Peter Heed and have been doing it for, I think they're probably up in the 30s.
The 8 times you've done it. Do you have a special memory, or is there something unique that has happened in those 8 times down the river that really stands out?
Well, I think the first time you do it is always the most special. Just being able to say you've done it. When you're doing it the first time, you never know for sure if you can complete it. So in any of these long races, the first time, I think, is going to be the one you remember the most.
The best of luck to you and Vicky in this year's race in the mixed comp cruising, and we hope to see you at the finish line.
Yeah, if you can give us some more water, that would make it much better.
When you want the rain, it doesn't come, and the life gets sucked out of that river, at least a lower portion.
Well, and also what's frustrating, invariably, the week after the race, you get a torrential downpour. You always get, it's like clockwork, that first week in June, you always get 3-4 inches of rain, it seems.
We wish you the best of luck. Great that you come down from Connecticut to be part of what started out as the area's little canoe race, and 51 years later turning into one of the premier races in the country. And we are glad that folks like you make your way down to be part of it.
Well, thanks for doing the support for the race. It's nice to have the local population be able to follow it through the efforts that you guys do.
Well, thank you, Del. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, you bet.
54-year-old Del Cummings from Connecticut, paddling in the mixed comp cruising race with his wife Vicky in Canoe X18. For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens.